Before we get back to music, we're going to remind you that there are so many ways to make a difference right where you are, right in your hometown. It may sound a little sappy or overly optimistic, but we have the proof. More than 18 years of great stories of people looking at a problem and seeing it as an opportunity. So that's how it works day to day. Step by step, it's little small acts of generosity and kindness that keep our civil society civil. And it's not the rules or politicians mostly, it's the neighbors working with their neighbors. And here is a story of somebody we met with the help of one of you. Thanks for keeping those cards and letters and emails coming. It's the Achievement Award made possible by a grant from the Bohemian Foundation. Here's Helen to tell you about this week's winner.
Thank you, Nick. This week's Achievement Award nomination comes from listener Carol Soule of LaPointe, Wisconsin. She tunes into E-Town on station KUMD, and she's nominating two sisters for an Achievement Award, Kathy Dolan of St. Louis, Missouri, and Anne Fron of Palo Alto, California. Kathy's a teacher, and Anne works for a foundation that focuses on international education. Their parents had taught them that helping the poor was one's duty, and also that international travel was a valuable experience. Before starting families of their own, the two sisters decided to combine these two beliefs in some sort of service effort. So they went to Belize to volunteer as teachers in a poor, remote area there. They soon saw a tremendous need. So what was to become a one-time thing became a full-blown grassroots project to improve the education of the kids there. And though they continue to work full-time themselves, they've had great success. Anne's on the phone from Palo Alto. She's going to tell us more. So please welcome one of this week's winners, Anne Fron.
How are you, Anne?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for inviting me to E-Town, Nick.
Hey, I'm glad you can join us. So it sounds like a great story. You and your sister figured this stuff out. And Anne, did you have any idea when you, Kathy, went down there to Belize, just thinking, oh, we'll do this little summer workshop, that this would be a long-term project like this?
No way. I mean, no, yeah. Not at all. I mean, we went down to be volunteer teachers ourselves, and then it turned into this. So it's been quite a ride, but really rewarding and quite a learning experience for us as well.
Well, and really impactful for the people that you're benefiting. So I think you must feel great about it, you and your sister.
And
both went
we were in the southernmost region of Belize called Toledo. It's the poorest and most remote district, and it has the majority of the Mayan population of Belize lives there. When we went there in 1996, there were literally no paved roads in the district, 40 small villages scattered in the rainforest, and some schools you could only reach by canoe.
Mm-hmm.
To tell you the truth, that most of the teachers in that district started teaching at age 18, and so they had little or no training beyond high school. They hadn't gone to college. So when these local teachers were side by side with Kathy, who is a trained teacher, they really wanted to learn more. At that time, there were no training opportunities for teachers in the district. There were no summer workshops or anything of that kind.
So did you go back to the States and then, you know, get a big gang of teachers to come back, or what did you do?
We gathered a group of U.S. teachers who were intrepid enough to head down there. We formed this organization called Teachers for a Better Belize, and it's called that because it's really a partnership between U.S. and Belizean teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And in that first year of the workshop, we had 20 Belizean teachers there, and now every year about 275 teachers come.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about the kids who are in these classes and how big a deal is it for them to have an opportunity to have either a better education or a longer education?
Not even 40% of kids were making it all the way through primary school, meaning they weren't finishing eighth grade. And so through my studies over the years, I know that every year a child stays in school means they're going to get increased wages or better farm output.
Right.
And for girls especially, it means they're going to probably avoid teen pregnancy, they're going to have healthier kids, and they're going to have kids who stay in school longer themselves.
Wow.
And also in Belize, there's a relatively high HIV/AIDS rate, and the drug smugglers are stopping in Belize on the way from South America. So keeping kids in school really helps them avoid those two big pitfalls.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about exactly what happens in the workshop. So what kind of stuff are you teaching these teachers?
They are basically teaching strategies about how to teach math, science, and language arts.
Mm-hmm.
We've also started training 20 local teachers, some of the more experienced ones in the bunch, to be trainers by our side. And in the last 4 years also, we've started teaching principals and preschool teachers as well.
Yeah. Do you do other stuff when you get down there? I suspect you see that there are other needs that aren't being met.
The one big issue there is in the Toledo district, most kids do not speak English as a first language, and it is the official language of Belize, and that's what all the schooling is in. So the reason these kids are dropping out of school is that they don't have a chance to get a firm grasp of reading and writing in English. So over the last 12 years, we have purchased and donated over $200,000 worth of books, and we've also collected, we think, about 10,000 used books through book drives.
Wow, so you're really making a huge difference in these places.
I think so. I hope so.
Yeah, well, you're seeing some results, I suspect, right? You must be able to measure some of the results of your efforts.
Yes. This district used to come in last on every test in the country. They were always sixth out of the six districts. And in the last few years, they've been inching up, and last year they were at fourth. And that may sound like, oh, brother, only at fourth, but they are so excited. The teachers, the managers, they think, fourth, wow. I mean, maybe now everybody in the rest of the country won't see us as hopeless anymore. So.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's exciting for them.
And Anne, do these kids have who are learning in English, do they have English at home, their parents?
No. They're speaking Kekchi Mayan or Mopan Mayan or another interesting language called Garifuna. A lot of them are speaking Belizean Creole. It's a mix of all kinds of things, but let me tell you, no one is speaking English at home.
Yeah.
They're just supposed to speak it on the first day of kindergarten, and that's sort of unrealistic.
Right. And Anne, how long have you been doing this now?
Since 1997.
1997. And so how many teachers do you think have been affected by this?
We've reached about 750 teachers, and they touch the lives of at least 7,000 kids every year.
Wow. That's a big, big number. And the project is very grassroots. The communities are involved?
Yes. Everybody on both sides of the border is a volunteer. Everybody has their own full-time job and families to take care of on top of this. So we don't have an office. We don't have salaries. So that makes it easy to get all our money down to Belize.
All the money that's donated gets to the program.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are certainly proud to hear your story and spread it around.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. We're going to send you a Framed Achievement Award certificate in honor of your efforts. You can share with your sister. Congratulations, Anne.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
It's the winner of this week's Achievement Award, Anne Fran, along with her sister, Kathy Dolan, teachers for a better Belize.
The Achievement Award is made possible by a grant from the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination. Our thanks to this week's listener nominator, Carol Soule of La Pointe, Wisconsin. We'll be sending her and both of our winners a generous gift bag filled with lots of great goodies. Now, for our listeners out there, if you'd like to make an award nomination or learn more about this week's winner, or if you'd like to listen to this whole conversation again, it's all possible on our website, etown.org, or write to us the old-fashioned way at Box 954, Boulder, Colorado, 80306.